Unit 10. Graffiti makes him see red.
Denver, Colorado, USA.
Picture 1.
Mike Quintana can't stand graffiti. It makes him see red.
2.
Quintana owns Sloan Lake Gym in Denver. Like other business owners there, he spends a lot of time trying to get rid of the graffiti on his walls. It takes business owners all their lives to build something. Then punks come to their buildings and put their names all over the place. It's demoralizing, says Quintana.
3.
Quintana also tries to do away with graffiti in his neighborhood. A few times a week, he drives around looking for new graffiti. He paints over the graffiti on park benches, garbage cans, and walls.
4.
One recent evening, Quintana heard a noise outside his gym and caught 3 teens red-handed. They were spray-painting graffiti on his building.
5.
He pulled 1 teen into the gym, and the other 2 followed. There was a fight.
6.
Somehow, Quintana got the upper hand and called the police, who put the teens in handcuffs. Then, one of the teens threatened to kill Quintana.
7.
That was the last straw. Quintana hit the ceiling. He grabbed a can of red paint and sprayed 2 of the boys in the face.
8.
Now Quintana is paying the price for losing his cool. He was arrested, convicted of assault, and sentenced to 40 hours of community service. 2 wrongs don't make a right, said the judge.
Page 64, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Denver, Colorado, USA. Mike Quintana can't stand graffiti. It makes him see red. Quintana owns Sloan Lake Gym in Denver. Like other business owners there, he spends a lot of time trying to get rid of the graffiti on his walls. It takes business owners all their lives to build something. Then punks come to their buildings and put their names all over the place. It's demoralizing, says Quintana. Quintana also tries to do away with graffiti in his neighborhood. A few times a week, he drives around looking for new graffiti. He paints over the graffiti on park benches, garbage cans, and walls. One recent evening, Quintana heard a noise outside his gym and caught 3 teens red-handed. They were spray-painting graffiti on his building. He pulled 1 teen into the gym, and the other 2 followed. There was a fight. Somehow, Quintana got the upper hand and called the police, who put the teens in handcuffs. Then, one of the teens threatened to kill Quintana. That was the last straw. Quintana hit the ceiling. He grabbed a can of red paint and sprayed 2 of the boys in the face. Now Quintana is paying the price for losing his cool. He was arrested, convicted of assault, and sentenced to 40 hours of community service. 2 wrongs don't make a right, said the judge.
Page 65, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
Mike Quintana sees red when he sees graffiti. He can't stand it. He spends a lot of time trying to get rid of it. Recently, Quintana caught 3 teens red-handed. There was a fight. Quintana got the upper hand and called the police. When one of the teens threatened Quintana, he hit the ceiling. He took a can of red paint and sprayed the boys in the face. Now he is paying the price.